Brother Martrell for that song. First, let me say good evening.
Good evening.
So let me get my microphone on here. There we go. Once again, let me say good evening. Good to see so many of you all that have come out here tonight to worship with us. If you are visiting, you are honored guests. Tonight is another night in our summer series. We have truly been blessed this summer to have so many speakers that have come before myself that have done just a tremendous job. And I've been greatly encouraged by those brethren for by them coming to speak to us each and every Wednesday night. I wish that we had done this many summers ago, but there's no better time than the present. So I've seen so much growth here, and I've been here about 7 years now, and it's just been so wonderful to see the men that have come before me to speak, to just have the courage to stand before us. That has just been great. I want to thank the elders and the leadership here for the opportunity to stand before you to preach. I do not take that lightly at all. Anytime a person gives you a microphone and lets you speak in front of an audience, they have great trust in you, and I appreciate you for that. Thank you to my father, the minister here, Brother Greg. I appreciate you, sir, for all that you've done for me and for your efforts in this summer series that we have here this summer. Tonight is a very special night for me. This is my first sermon ever, and this also is going to be my last sermon, at least for a little while. As stated before by my dad, I will be going to the Memphis School of Preaching at least for 2 years. There is no telling when I will be back during my breaks. I can't promise you that I will be back to speak. So tonight is all we have. Please come back on Sunday. I will not get emotional on you tonight, but if you come back Sunday, I might just cry on your shoulder or lean on you in that aspect. Without any further ado, let us get into our text. Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. That will be our text for tonight. Brother Martrell, if you would, please read our text. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 2.
And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Amen. My subject tonight is determination. We can see, as read in our text, that Paul was determined that he was not going to preach anything other than Christ crucified. Yes. Tonight, I want to consider with you 3 points regarding determination. First, we want to define determination. Second, we want to look at how determination can be detrimental unto us. Thirdly, we want to consider some things that we must be determined to do. Let us go to our first point. First, we want to define determination. Webster, which is an American dictionary, it defines determination as decided, resolved, firm, resolute. Resolute, according to Webster, means firm determination. It means bold. It means to be steady. This is also a synonym for faithful. Vines, which is an expository dictionary for the New Testament words, which is the Greek word krino. It means to determine, resolve, decree. This is also used in this sense in our text, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2. There have been many undeniable examples of what determination looks like and what it would do in the lives of God's people. Noah was a great example of determination. Noah was determined to build the ark. Noah was determined to perform God's will. Let us turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 6 and verses 22. Brother Martrell, if you would, read that, please.
Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he.
Now, there is nothing further that we need to know more than to know that Noah was determined. It says that, so thus did Noah all that God had commanded him. Now, we know, if you know the story of Noah, that there were many things that most of us would deem impossible if we were asked to do such tasks that Noah had done. But he was determined to do God's will, and he done so. In Genesis 39, Joseph was determined not to sin against God. In Daniel 6, Daniel was determined to worship God. In Acts 13, verses 22, David was determined to be a friend to God. In Hebrews 11, verse 5, Enoch was determined to walk with God. In Nehemiah 2, verse 5, Nehemiah was determined to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, as in our text, verses 1 through 2, Paul was determined to preach Christ crucified. Now, there were many things that Jesus was determined to do, but I just want to outline a few points here for you of things that Jesus was determined to do. Jesus was determined to seek and save the lost. Luke 19, verse 10. Aren't you glad that Jesus was determined to seek and save the lost? He was determined to go to the cross. Matthew 16, verse 21. Aren't you glad that he went to the cross for remissions of our sins? He was determined to forgive the sins of mankind. Luke 24, verses 46 through 47. Aren't you glad that he forgives us for our sins? He was determined to leave us a perfect example. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 21 through 22. Aren't you glad that we have an example that we might follow? Such a perfect example. Our second point, let us look at detrimental determination. Sometimes people are determined, but determined in the wrong way, and it becomes detrimental to their Christianity. They are determined to do as they please. Some people are determined that no one is going to tell them what they can and cannot do. But God has a scripture for them. Let us look at Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17. Brother Martrell, if you would, read that for us.
Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
All of us have authority. All of us must obey some type of authority. All of us have parents. And there are some times and some things that we did not want to do that our parents told us to do. We did not always want to come in the house when our parents told us to come in the house. We did not always want to clean those dishes when our parents told us to clean those dishes. But we did so because our parents told us so. But if we did not, there were consequences behind that. What might have happened to you? There are many things that we could have said might have happened to you. You could have got a whooping. If you're of age, if you're like 17, 18, you could have just got put out. Same thing applies in the workplace. We have jobs. There are authorities in our jobs. We have to clock in on time. We have to clock out on time. We have to obey those guidelines that our jobs have set before us. If we do not follow those guidelines, there is a place for you. Unemployment. Let us look at another point. Another way that determination can be detrimental unto us is when people always want to be determined to get their own way. It is not always good to get your own way, and we all know that. We understand that now as we look back on our childhood, and we can all just say thank you to our parents for not always giving us everything that we wanted.
That's right.
Just imagine if we would have got everything we wanted, we would not be the wonderful people that we are today.
Yes,
we can see that. Most importantly, we just need to be determined to do the right thing.
Right.
Let me give you an illustration. Brother Mike Brandt. If I told Brother Mike Brandt that I have $5,000 up here for him, Brother Brandt, all you have to do is get out of your seat and come forward and receive your $5,000 reward. What is Brother Brandt going to do? He's going to get out of his seat and come up here and receive that reward. What if Brother Martrell steps in his way? What if Brother Greg steps in his way? What is Brother Brent then going to do? He is going to remove the problem from allowing him to come up here and receive this $5,000 reward. Now, why can't we do the same thing and flip that same determination Brother Brent had to come up here and receive his reward and use it in Christ? Amen. Here is God. God is up front and he is calling you. Your reward is heaven. Amen. It is free of charge. All you have to do is come get it. But so many of us want to blame other people for why they can't do this and why they can't do that, why they can't come to God. Well, really, it's just yourself. You are getting in your own way. Such and such doesn't speak to me. They look at me a certain way when I come to church. My friends, well, why don't we be determined to be the Christians we're supposed to be? Why don't I speak to you first? Why don't I change the narrative on our relationship? Why don't I be the Christian that I'm going to be? Because there would be nothing that would stop me from coming to get $5,000. But the greater reward is over here in heaven. When God calls you, you are to answer. One of the reasons God gave us his word is to keep us safe and to prevent us from getting in our own way. Let us notice Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23.
O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps.
It is not in man to direct his own steps. Nobody has came to their own knowledge without help. Nobody came out of the womb walking on their own. Somebody had to lead you and guide you in a certain direction. You have to follow before you can lead. Determination must be guided by the word of God. Let us look at some things that we must be determined to do. We must first learn more of the word of God. Let me give you a few reasons why. Number one, it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Psalms 119, verse 105. It gives us understanding. Psalms 119 and verse 104. Number three, it approves us before God. 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Brother Martrell, if you would, read that verse for me.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, and working that needed not to be ashamed, righteous dividing the word of truth.
Yes, sir. We must grow as a Christian. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 18. 1 Peter also, chapter 2 and verses 2. We must serve the Lord faithfully. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. Brother Martrell, if you would, read that for me.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen. We must all be determined to go to heaven. Yes, sir. Philippians 3, verses 13 through 14. We must be determined to worship God at every opportunity. Hebrews 10 and verse 25. We must be determined to treat others the way you want to be treated, which is the golden rule. Matthew 7 verses 12. We must be determined to let your light shine in the world. Matthew 5 and verse 16. We must be determined to put the kingdom of God first. Matthew 6 and verse 33. We must be determined to live faithfully until death. Revelation 2 verse 10. We must be determined to go to heaven. John 14, verses 1 through 3. Jesus said he is preparing a place. Shouldn't we be preparing to go with him?
Yes, sir.
Many people live in this life with thoughts of wanting to go to heaven when it's over. But if you are truly determined to go to heaven, then you must be willing to do the things necessary to get there. Many people are determined to do many things. But the one thing they all need to be determined to do is obey the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
My friends, first you must hear You must hear the word. Secondly, you must believe. You must believe that Jesus is. You must believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You must repent of your sins. You must put all those past things aside. You must move forward. You must confess Christ. You must confess Christ to be the Son of God. Then you must be baptized. You must be baptized in the watery grave of baptism for remissions of sins. And you must be added to the church. It doesn't stop there. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to be determined. You must have to be determined to walk the Christian walk after that. If you are here tonight and you stand in need of the invitation, we ask that you do not delay if your soul is in the boundaries. Tomorrow is not promised unto us. So most of us, we fall into that trap to where we make so many plans that we forget that we only are promised the moment that we are in now. If you stand in need of the invitation, we ask that you come forward now as we together stand and sing the invitation song.